Today's daf, daf lamed aleph, we're up to the mission in the middle of the daf. Konim, zakei elokim mishnah. Konim she'eini nehenen lifnei Noah. Mutar b'Yisrael v'yasur b'avdei kochavim. Someone who asks b'nei Noah, even though you would think that in the broadest terms b'nei Noah obviously include all of the yomers, which includes Yisrael. Nonetheless, it's mutar b'Yisrael. Asked the Gemara of Yisrael, Minofak Miflau B'nei Noach. I mean, aren't they included within the overall term B'nei Noach? But Kiva the Igdish Avram Itkaru Al Shmei. The bottom line is people do not refer to Yisrael as B'nei Noach. They use B'nei Noach as a contrast to Yisrael because the Kedusha of Avram Avinu made the Iker continuation of Yisrael called after him, even though they come from Noah. Continues the Mishnah She'eni Ne'eneh L'Zera Avraham. The import of Zera Avraham is to aser oneself on Yisrael. But in Mutter Bo'dei Kochavim, even Arabs, even Bnei Esav, Aiva Ika Yishmael. Yeah, but it says Ki B'Yitzchak Ikarei Lecha Zera. It means that the Zera, the shame of Zera Avraham is on Yitzchak. Okay, so then there's Esav. But it says B'Yitzchak. She'eni continues the Mishnah. She'eni nene mi Yisrael. Somebody now who answers himself from having any hanor from Yisrael, lokeach biyoter. If he's doing business with them, he has to pay more than the market value for what he's buying, because otherwise he would be nene in the purchase. Umocher bepachot, and he has to sell for a little below what the market value is. So that he shouldn't be nene on the sale. It's a little bit strange. I mean, which way is it? Are you being nene as the buyer, nene as the seller? Okay, this the Gemara is going to clarify. If he says, Asrus Yisrael from having anah from him, so then he could only buy at less than market value, and he can only sell at more than market value. That's the im shomim lo, obviously only. There's people that are kind enough to do that. Otherwise, why would anybody buy from him? Why would anybody sell to him? He's going to pay them less than they get elsewhere. If he says that he will not be nene from them, and they are also not from me, she'eni nene lahem ve'en li, so then you might think that that's considered to be like a neder, that I won't sleep for 3 days and so on. No, this is not. I mean, how can you continue to live like that? It's not true. That's not much of a life. What can you do? Omar Shmuel, halokeach kli min ha'uman levakro. Somebody now takes a car for a trial drive. V'ne'anaz biyado. And now the car is wrecked as an onus in his hand. He's chayim. Why? Because it didn't ever show him. Is he the one that's getting all of the hana'ah? Apparently, I mean, why else would it be a shoel? Alma kasava hana'at lokeachi. You see from here that it's the buyer who is considered to be the beneficiary of a sale. So then, because of that, since this is contributing to his buying, so he's considered to be a shoel. Otherwise, we should say, what do you mean? The seller is anxious to make the sale. So basically, he's not that he's getting. Why is that a borrower? He's being paid basically for the fact that he's got a chance of making a sale. He would pay money for that. So you see from here that according to Shmuel, we view the buyer as the one who's being nehenet, which of course leads directly to our Mishnah. Now, it says in our Mishnah, She'eini nehenet miYisrael. Somebody who answers himself from getting hana'ah from Yisrael, how does he do business? He has to sell mocher pepachot. He has to sell for less than the market will bear. But shava b'shava lo. He cannot sell, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. He cannot sell at market value. If Shmuel is right, that ana'at lokeachi, that in a sale it's the buyer who is considered to be the beneficiary, so then afilo shava b'shava. What would be wrong with buying with selling at the typical market value? Because basically over there, it's the not his hand, it's the lokeach's hand. So the Mishnah seems to be saying clearly, not like Shmuel. Well, says the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a zvina derami alapid. This is a cell that's flat on its face. It's very, very hard to move this item. So over there, unless, I mean, there would be, getting a lot of hano if somebody buys from him. And therefore, he's got to, in that case, sell for less. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? If that's what the Mishnah is talking about, then the ratio doesn't make sense. Im genem a ratio. It says, lokeach biyoter. I understand. Why in the world, if he's not being netted from Yisrael, does he have to be lokeach biyoter? If it's a Rami Alape, he's not getting any pleasure. This is, every idiot is ready to sell this thing, get it anytime he wants from anybody. Why is that being netted from Yisrael? Even if it would be Shava Bishava. And besides that, even getting back to the Sefer, the Sefer itself is contradictory. Vodeim b'Sefer. She Yisrael nenim li, it says they're not allowed to be nenet from me. So he has to be mocher biyoter. Why does he have to be mocher biyoter? If he's talking about Azvina de Rami Alapim, which means it's flat on its face, it's a hard item to move, so then even if he's selling shava b'shava, the buyer is not getting any pleasure. You said in Azvina de Rami Alapim. So even though they're also to be nenet from him, they should still be able to buy at typical value. Because these are things you could pick up everywhere. People are dying to sell. So what's the problem? Why is he being nenet from me? Well, the safe has got to be talking about a Zvina Harifa. Safe is talking about where there's a big demand for the item. It's hard to find it. Therefore, it's a hana'ah to the buyer. So if he doesn't sell for more than the market will bear, the lokeach is going to be having hanoah, and he answered hanoah of Yisrael from him. Now, as the Ron points out, obviously the Gemara is not stupid. I mean, the Mishnah makes no sense at all, because it's a contradiction. In Eubé, whatever you're going to say, if it's talking about Ezvina Harifa, so then you can't say that you both have to be Mocher Biyoter and Lokeach B'Pachot. I mean, so then the Lokeach Shava B'Shava is talking about Alape, so vice versa. But there's no way you're going to be able to justify a Mishnah. It's obvious you can't justify a Mishnah, where it's saying in both directions. If you're doing the Lokeach a favor, and therefore you'll have to be Mocher Biyoter, why do you have to be Lokeach B'Pachot? And vice versa, why would you have to be Mocher Biyoter? So the Mishnah makes no sense. It doesn't matter how you learn. Says the Ron, the whole point that the Gemara is going through all of this, even though it's nonsensical in the end, is because it wants to teach you the difference between buying an iPhone and buying a Motorola. That's the point. So in other words, you need to know there's such a thing as market value. But market value doesn't reflect other issues that are involved. The fact that people are going to stand in line all night long to buy an iPhone doesn't change the stated price on the iPhone. By the way, the sugya doesn't matter, whatever it is. The fact that something has a fixed price, and this is the Gemara elsewhere explains, that obviously the whole sugya only makes sense if we're talking about where there's a fixed price, the case of Shmuel. If there's not a fixed price, then the market adjusts. I mean, so then how could you say it's his hanoah? He's now going to have to fight out with the prices. It's clearly talking about there's a fixed price. People are selling according to the marked price, right? It's already. You didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
You're a bad boy.
No.
I said it.
I didn't say it because everything was wet. I didn't want to put everything,
You were scared of getting electrocuted.
I was scared of everything getting moldy while it was waiting
So therefore, says the Ron, the Gemara is trying to explain to you that you have to take into consideration two different issues. There's value in fixed value, market prices. And then there are issues in which you have a tremendous backlog of orders for something, which nonetheless doesn't change the price. People are willing to wait. They're not going to pay more. So it doesn't change the price. There's a manufacturer set price. People are selling for that price. The mice, you have lousy phones that you can pick up at any orange store, and they're very happy to sell it to you. It doesn't mean they're going to drop the price either. So there, you need to take into consideration also a Zvina Harifa versus a Zvina Durami Alape. Okay. That makes the difference in who's getting hanoah of a sale at market value. To move an iPhone, obviously, the buyer is very, very happy. Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha to get my iPhone. Right? Okay. Now, but to pick up Stam, a lousy Motorola phone, over there the seller's very happy. Thank God we got rid of this one. There's only 419 left. Okay. So therefore, there's going to be enough gemina, whether it's the buyers or not, the sellers or not. Where you have, however, a typical sale, obviously the whole point of business is that the buyer's being nana and the seller's being nana. Therefore, what the Mishnah's talking about is where you need to make adjustments in the price in order to make sure either that the seller is not being nana when the seller is osur bana, or that the buyer is not being nana when the buyer is osur bana. That's all. But we need to show you these things by going through the sugya piece by piece, comparing it to Shmuel, so that you understand what the specifics are of Shmuel's case versus the Mishnah.
But what is the law of property of profit or loss?
It's that not profit or loss. That's the whole point. Availability is.
But the question is, you versus get
something. I could sell this to anyone.
That's a law,
no?
Regardless?
No. Because not enough for you. I could sell this to anybody. I could sell this to aliens, for that matter, if the president's aliens are interested in an iPhone. That's not a point. But the issue, however, is if you're going to pay me something I'm having a hard time to find, now I'm having enough from you. And that I asked myself on having enough from you. It's not the object and it's not the profit. It's the question of whether your particular identity is meaningful. Yeah. I have nothing from you. As far as I'm concerned, you're an item. Right? So you're generic. Okay. You might as well be a guy off the street. I could sell it to anybody in Harlem. I don't need you to buy this.
Otherwise, every sale gives an order
both. Right. And typically, it gives an order both. Exactly. I mean, how is this business going to work?
Well,
it needs to be mutual.
You buy something and you realize you don't pay for it.
No, but that's exactly what we're doing. We're saying, so make him overpay. I mean, if he's stupid, so if you make him overpay, so then he's not going to earn enough from you. I mean, if he's going to listen to you, you know. So then you could be sure he won't have any pleasure. Or if it's Richie, if there's a suffix.
Buyer's regret.
My insurance agent just found out he's been ripping me off.
Oh, that's
another meaning in the analyze.
That's so classic.
Exactly.
That is so classic. When I finally called up Bituach Yashir, I found out that I've been paying for the past 15 years. I thought it was terrible.
Exactly what it went with.
That's another meaning in the analyze. They go, oh, I can deal with going both ways. That's they won't know.
It's terrible. No, that's the Ishamim. If you got a fryer.
Fryer.
Yeah.
The fryer for the moment.
Who's going to take the 10 minutes to actually call Bitu of Yeshiva? All right. Good. So says the Gemara. Okay, so the Sefer is talking about a Zvina Harifa. So this teaches us already how we take that into consideration to invert it. Obviously, that's impossible. As the Gemara points out, Yochi, what are you telling me? Lokeach bepachot? If it's a Zvina Harifa, why does he have to be Lokeach bepachot? Even if it's Shava Beshava. Even if it would be Shava Beshava. Because since it's a Zvina Harifa, the seller's not getting any on them. Hello. Masnisa Bezvina Mitzah. Obviously, our Mishnah is talking about a standard, typical sale in which it's not Harifa, particularly. It's not that there's a big demand. But it's not something that you're happy to dump. It's an item that sells, but it sells normally. Whereas Shmuel was talking about a Zvina Harifa. In a case of a Zvina Harifa, where this guy, look, I mean, obviously it depends what it is that he's trying to buy. I mean, if he's trying to buy a four-wheel drive Volvo, which you can't get anywhere, and it's a great deal, it'll belong to a judge, you know. So then he considers it to be a great deal for him. If on the other hand, you know, you're buying an old Subaru, so then in Okinami over there, the seller is very happy to take it. I'll pay him to take it for a test drive over there. You can't be considered to be a Hanov the Shoah.
So what is he
instead
of the Shoah? What's his
name? Oh, we'll see. Tanik Avasi the Shoah. And indeed, we have a bright election. Lokeach kelim min ha-tagar. It's an interesting case. A guy wants to send a gift to his in-laws. Now, usually, when in-laws get a gift from him, they'll refuse it. But he wants to try and get at least collect the brownie points. Right?
average?
Huh?
Well,
what's he want from
once upon a time. So anyway, so he goes and he makes a deal now from the store. He says, "Look, you know, I'm going to take these kelim l'shagran l'beit chamiv. I want them delivered to my in-laws." So he says to him like this: "Imikablim otam imeni ani noten l'cha damim." So if they'll accept the gift, I'll pay you. I mean, obviously it's worth money for me to have these things come to the door, even if they're going to be returned. Because at least this way they know what a wonderful son-in-law they have. Not if he sits there looking like he's ready to kill. So then, I'll pay you what it is that it's worth. You know, it's worth it for me, $10, to at least have them see it. And what happens is, over here, on the way to bringing it to Beit Chamiv, something happens to it, it breaks. Not his fault. And then, so Bahalicha, on the way there, he's fired. But once they already got the Hana'ah, and they refused it, Bechazara, he's potter. Because Bechazara, because you can also say Sechar. Basically, at that point, he's considered to be the equivalent of a Nosei Sechar. So he's paid for it. And he's not considered to be Kulai, the one that's been Mene. So over there, he's not Chayav an Onesi. Now, there was a case where Safsira is a Meckler. How do you say Meckler? A seller, you know, who sells his...
Hitler jobber.
No, he's a guy who tries to make a sale for it. A salesman, but for a
middleman.
Middleman, what do you call it?
Agent, not a chopper.
An agent is, but in terms of subsidiary, he's a guy that tries to
buy it.
No, he buys and sells. He takes it from you. He generally takes on consignment. He tries to sell. He's a salesman. So he sells on consignment. So he's going around with this new car. Well, it looked a little bit like a chamor in those days, not like a jaguar. But anyway, so you're shakal chamra lizvune, and he couldn't sell it. So he went to a buyer, he thought the guy was going to be interested, he didn't like it. So he's bringing it back. Bahari da'adir, eat this chamra. On the way back, the chamor drops dead. So Rav Nachman was b'chai of him to pay, as if he were a shoal, which is basically Shmuel's din. The problem is that Shmuel's din only applied on the way there, on the way back. Eisvei Ravel Rav Nachman, I thought it said beferish in the writer that we brought as a siyata to Shmuel, that nensu b'halicha chayav, the b'chazara patur, and over here the guy's coming back from not making a sale. So why is he chayav as a shoal? I'm like, what are you talking about? The case over there was that the guy had a specific reason going back. Now he's paying for the pleasure, but he's not. Certainly, there's no point at this moment anymore. Over here, what are you going to tell me? The taxi cab driver drops you off. But that's the end of his day. Now he's on his way home. You mean if he sees a fare, he's not going to pick up a fare? He's never finished. He's always basically picking up another fare. So he's through over here. You're telling me he didn't sell to this guy. So if he sees another sucker, he's not going to sell it to him. So wherever he's going, he's on duty. He's always looking out for somebody to sell to. So what are you calling Galich, and what are you calling Chazora? Is that a specific buyer? So over here, the Chazora of a Safsira is not a Chazora, it's a Holacha. Because Ilu Mishkach Lizvuni, but if you find somebody to buy it here, you're telling him he's not going to sell. Afilo Abava the Beta. Milo Mizdavimla, he's right here at the doorway of the guy that he took it on consignment. He's going to give it back, he's not going to sell it. Wherever he is, he's basically working. Oh, yeah.
The businessman too.
Absolutely. That's the most brilliant businessman. Diana. Mom, you have no idea. You say, I mean, I don't know now, but the Gedolei HaPeskim that were serious Peskim, are just astounding to sit there. You want to go to somebody for Nate's in business, and every possible connection, every insight into the thing on this path. Amazing. All right, dear President, you're on. Konim Shadin Hanela Arelim. Guy answers himself, I'm getting Ani Hano from Arelim. What does that mean? Mutter ba'ar le Yisrael, it's not an identification of a particular individual. Arelim is a way to refer to groups of people. So he can have hana even from a Yisrael who is an Orel, and not have hana from Asur, b'muleo dekachav, if it happens to be that this particular guy is circumcised, he's still an Orel, as far as the language is concerned. That's how you refer to goyim. If he says the other way, eini nene l'mulim, he's still going to be usher for Arlei Yisrael, and he's going to be mutter b'mulei of dekochavim. She'ina orla kruya, the word orla is not referring to a physical property of a body. It's referring to ala l'shem of dekochavim. The point of it is that it's become a reference to avedis kochavim. She'namar ki chol haguyim arelim, v'chol beit Yisrael arlei lev. So all goyim are considered to be arelim. That's a given. Beis Yisrael, the way they behave is that they're arelim. The omer. Furthermore, it says, "V'haya haplishti ha'arel hazeh." You see that, well, what's he referring to? Plishti and arel? What, he's checked the guy's mila? Well, how does he know whether he's an arel or not? Maybe they had a minig to do a mila. Maybe he was born mole. What does he know from goyas? So haplishti ha'arel hazeh is a way of referring to, it's a garnished. What is he? He's an oral. So that makes absolutely no difference whether he is literally an oral or not. Same thing is true in his hesped. Pentis machna benot plishtim, penta alozna benot arelim. Even if you want to say that, if you're talking about one particular plishti, you go according to the rov, how many people are noilad mol. But if you're talking about the entire group of plishtim, so what do you call them? Benot arelim, I mean, they're not all arelim, there's got to be some of them that are not. You see that HaFalP can we refer to the entire group as Benot Arelim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Mu'usagi Ha'orla. The whole concept of Orla is that it's disgusting. Shenidganu Barishaim, Shinemar Kikola Goyim Arelim. If you want to talk about something, Mos in the Goyim, you call them Arelim. Sounds like that's an insult. I mean, like, and you're all having grown toenails. It's nafkamina. So obviously, there must be something most about being an oral. So you see that the oral is considered to be a gnai. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Gidola mila shenichrutu ala shalosh esrei britot. We find the word brit used 13 times in the sugya of mila. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gidola mila shedochat ha-shabbat ha-chamura. Take a look. The Torah says, "B'yom Hashmini Yemot B'sar Alato Afilu B'Shabbat." See, it's more chomer even than Shabbat. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karachal Omer Gedola Mila Shaloni Tlala LaMoshe Atzik Tzadik Aleha Afilu Kimlo Sha'a. Moshe, the moment he was Nitrashel Min Amila, right away the Malach came to eat him up. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Gedola Mila Shedolchata Nigaim. You see that you have to be Kotzeitz or Lato, even though it's Kotzeitz by Eret. It's an Isser. Rabbi Yossi Amar Gedola Mila Shekola Mitzvot Shasa Avram Avinu Lo Nikra Shalem Ad Shemal Shalem Italek Lefanai Vayetamim. After everything that Avram Avinu achieved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only referred to him as being whole after Mila.
Why didn't, if it's considered gross, why didn't he do it before he was
born? Okay. Mila is so important. Without it, there would be no Maisa Bereishis. Where is there a Brit Yomam Valayla? That's not dependent on Asiya. Only Mila. Once it's done, it's there. Yomam Valayla. Doesn't require any further involvement.
Just that
we're going to be discussing in the Gemara the alternative limudim about priests and so on, and perhaps we'll get to Scott's Ha'ara. I heard his Ha'ara. But if it's a din in Mos, then you do it because of the Me'isa, not because of the mitzvah of Brit necessarily.
My Pesach was called Arel Lo Yechava, we took it literally, unlike what they tell me on Rabbi Mishnah. Even a Yisrael is Arel.
Yeah. I said, who else is it referring to? It's not referring to Goyim. And it says separately, Oben Yechar, and so on. I mean, the way the Gemara Dash is in himself. Nisnach Rumaisav. Tani Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach Omer, Gidola Mila, Shekoze Chuyot Shasa Bo Sher Abinu, Lo amdulo. All of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu had done, it didn't help him. Kishenitrashel min amila, when he was lazy to do the mila. Shenema aviv gesher Hashem vayivakesh hamito. Om Reb Yosef Achas v'sholom. Moshe Rabbeinu was nisrashel min amila. It wasn't nisrashel min amila. That's not the way to understand it. Elakach amar. Why did it take him so long to get around to doing the mila? Because he said, look, if I'm, the baby was born before he leaves to go to Mitzrayim. So I'm going to do the mila now and leave. Can't do that. It's a sakana. So you see that for 3 days it's a sakana. So that means I'm going to have to put off going to Mitzrayim. So should I put it off? I should wait until after it's a sakana. I have a mitzvah essay right now to go. And that this is a mitzvah veretz. So therefore I can't do the mitzvah. So why do we find therefore the Moshe with Nenash? What was he doing? Well, he had to check out the rooms before he did the mila. He should, what goes into the lobby, you did a mila, have a little sit, and then you go to the room. But no, he has to sign in first to get the key and the whole thing. For that it was already, that's called, we're calling it Rachel min Amila, but it's not the shot, it was just a few moments.
But he'd have to stay at the inn at least 3 days.
No, because that's a good question. But the inn was right near Mitzrayim. Uh-huh. So Lamaisa was just like, from that point, he could have used that as his base and just come in there and so on. That's what Rishonim talk about. That's a very good point. So, therefore, it says, Beferish, Vayibader b'malon. What's that mean of b'malon? It wouldn't have anything to do with Milan Malon, would it? So it must be that it has to do with the fact it was Nisrashim and Amil. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you have the whole story wrong. Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that the Satan wanted to kill? Lo la Moshe Rabbeinu became Satan Larog. It was the child. Zlototino. I'll prove it to you. Shinamra ki chatan damima tali. Who's called the chatan in Amila? The chatan abrit is the child, obviously. So that's got to be referring to me. Mi koroi chatan. Avi omezetinok. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda bar Bizna b'sha'ash nitrashel Moshe Rabbeinu min Amila. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was nitrashel, bo af v'chema u'bal'uhu. This is now that he was the one that was nivla. So it comes along af and chema, two hanhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that appeared in the guise of Malachim, and swallowed him up. V'lo shiru mimenu el haraglav. This is obviously a euphemism. So there's one starts at the bottom, one starts at the top, and ends at the mila. Miyad v'tikach tziporat tzor v'tichrot et orlat bina. Miyad, so then we find that it says vayoref mimeno, so that means that was the immediately, and we're going to use that lashon vayoref in a moment to show, so the vayiref mimeno, so v'ot ha'shav b'kesh Moshe Rabbeinu l'organ. Moshe Rabbeinu actually wanted to turn that yiref into a complete destruction. So that he wanted to wreck these anarchists of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there shouldn't be af v'chema. V'yeshomrim, some say that he actually succeeded, at least partially. That chema, he actually did kill. L'chema haragosh, and I'm a chema ainli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't have chema anymore. What happened to chema? Must be that Moshe killed it. It actually says that, Zof Chema. Doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu himself say, Ki agorti mipnei ha'af v'achema? So obviously Chema was still around if he'd already killed it on his way to Mitzrayim. So why exactly is he worried about it? No, that's because there's two different Chemot. He was yagorti mipnei ha'chema, but the higher level of Chema, that he already had wiped out. This was the low level Chema. Or Afa Chema could be referring to Gunda the Chema. That's a reference to the army of Chema. Chema, there's a lot of shluchim for dinim that are kashim. But doesn't mean that there's still an hanhaga of mamish din kashim in the world. That there's not. But there's still hanhagas that come from it. So that was still around. That he was terrified of, that there should be. And etzem gilui of chema, that Moshe Rabbeinu had been mafsik completely. I'll repeat that. I wasn't recorded. In order to avoid confusion as to who's who, the Rebbe and the Mishnah is reported as Rabbi Meir in the Ein Yaakov, and the Rebbe and the Braita on Amud Beis is changed by the Bach to Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, it's not Nogea, the signal we have a Rebbe here on Amud Aleph. שאיני נהנה להם ואין לי, ינה לו די כוכבים. עומר שמול הלוקח כלי מן האומן לבק רוב וננס בידול חייב. עומר כסובה, ענת לוקח לי. צלן, שאיני נהנה מישראל מוכר בפחות, אף שווה בשווה בלו. וענת לוקח, what's the problem? ואילו שווה בשווה נמי. מתנית בזמין הדרומי על האפיס, he's very happy to get rid of it. אם כן עם הרשע, לוקח ביותר. ויוד, אם הספר, ישרו נונים לי, מוכר ביותר. אם הזמין את הרומי על אפי, even if it שווה בשווה, he's not being מהנים. Well, ספר סתם עם הזמין החריף. So then he הולכי לוקח בפחות, אפילו שווה בשווה. So clearly, מתנית, it is talking about בזמין המצאה. ושמול is talking about הזמין החריפה. תן לקבלתי, שמול, הלוקח כדי מן התגר, לשגרן לבית חמיב. ויאמר לו, אם מקבלים אותם ממני, אני נותן לך דמיהם, ואם לאו, אני נותן לך לפי טובת הנאה שבהם. נן זובה לך חייב, בחזרה פטור, לדי שהוא כנוסי שכר. ההוא ספסיר לשוקחם, לזבוני ולא יזבן, בהדי דהדה, איתן סחמרי. חיווי רבי נחמן השלומי, איס ורובל רבי נחמן, נן זובה לך חייב, בחזרה פטור. אומר, חזרה וספסירה, איז הולכי. דילו מישכח לזבוני אפילו הבובה דוויתה מילו מזמין לי קונים שאני נהנה לערלים מותר בערלי ישראל ועשו במולי עקום שאני נהנה למולים עשו בערלי ישראל ומותר במולי עקום שאינו עולה קרויה לה על השם עבודה כוכבים שנאמה כי כל הגויים ערלים וכל בית ישראל ערלי לב ואומר והיה פלישתי על הערל הזה ופן תשמח לבנות הפלישתים בנות פלישתים בן דעלוזן ובנות הערלים רבי אלעזר בן עזריה אומר, מאוסה היא העורלה, שנתגנו בה רשעים, שנאמר ככל הגויים הרעילים. רבי ישמעאל אומר, גדולה מילה שנכרתו עליה 13 בריתות. רבי יוסי אומר, גדולה מילה שדוחה את השבת, ושסחה חמורה. רבי יהושע בן כורח אומר, גדולה מילה שלא ניתן לנו משה הצדק עליה אפילו כמו לשעה. רבי נחמיה אומר, גדולה מילה שדוחה את הנגעים. רבי מאיר אומר, גדולה מילה שכל המצוות שעשה אברהם אבינו נקרא שלם. עד שמל, שמת הולך לפניו יתמים. דבר אחר גדולה מילה של מלאי לא בר הקדוש ברוך את עולמו, שנאמר כה אמר השם, אם לא ראיתי יומם ולילה, חוקות שמיים וארץ לא שמת. תני רבי ישראל בן כורחו, אומר גדולה מילה של כל זכויות שעשה משה רבינו, לא עמדו לו כשנתרשם מן המילה, שנאמר ויבקשהו השם ויבקש עמיתו. אומר רבי יוסי, חס ושלום שמשה רבינו נתרשם מן המילה, אלא כך אמר, אמור ויצא, סכנה היא, שמה ביום השלישי ביותם כואבים, אמור וישר שלושה ימים, הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לי, לך שוב מצרים, אלא מפני מה נענש משה, מפני שנתעסק במלון תחילה, שלמה ויהי בדרך במלון, תמשיך בגמליאל אומר, לא למשה רבינו ביקש שטן להרוג, אלא לאותו תינוק, שנאמר כי חתן דמים אתה לי, צא יראה מי קוראי חתנה, ויאמר זה התינוק, דורש רבי 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 זה משה שתרשו משה רבינו מן המילה, בואו אף וחימה ובלעו, ולא שירו ממנו על הרגליו, מיד ותיקח ציפור הצור, ותכרות את עורלת בנה, מיד וירף ממנו, באותה שעה ביקש משה רבינו לאורגן, שנאמר הרף מאף יעזוב חימה, ויש אומרים לחימה הרגות, שנאמר חימה אין לי, וכתיב כי אגורתי מבני אף החימה, תרי חימה הבי. ויבואי תאמה גומה דחימה.